Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a popular speaker, constitutional attorney, a Reagan appointee to the Bicentennial Commission on the U.S. Constitution, and the author of 20 books, including A Choice, Not an Echo, the popular phonics teaching system, Turbo Reader, and her new book, Feminist Fantasies. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When one branch of government assumes powers that the Constitution does not give it, it's up to the other branches to restore our constitutional principle of the separation of powers. I hope you have joined a local study group on judicial reform so you can educate your neighbors and persuade Congress to take action to stop the judges from rewriting our Constitution. There is a proper process for amending the Constitution, but the judges are not part of it. In your study group on judicial reform, you can discuss the many ways that Congress and the executive branch can protect marriage, in addition to passing a new constitutional amendment. You can discuss what can be done about activist judges who spend taxpayers' money or raise taxes. You can learn how Congress can stop the public schools from interfering with parents' rights. You can learn all about the power to impeach judges for acts of supremacy. We must encourage Congress to prohibit judges from micromanaging the public schools. Very important, we should encourage Congress to repeal the law that allows the collection of attorney's fees when lawyers persuade judges to rule against the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, or the Boy Scouts. We definitely want Congress to hold public investigations about judicial supremacy in order to educate the American people and the media about judicial mischief and possible solutions. What kind of a country do we want to live in? A land of self-government by elected representatives, or a country where unaccountable judges make all the important political, social, cultural, sovereignty, and fiscal issues of our time? By attending a local study group on judicial reform, you can learn how to refute the liberal arguments that the Constitution is whatever the Supreme Court says it is. It's up to you, the American people, to take action to restore and defend our American right of self-government.
What can you do to stop activist judges from abolishing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the definition of marriage? If you start a study group on judicial reform with at least 4 of your friends, we'll send you a free study guide and a copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges. Mail your commitment to start a study group to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says being a market forecaster wouldn't be so difficult if it wasn't about the future. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I get a lot of phone calls, many, many, many emails. Jeff, you said the other day, and you did a little report or something. It was a commercial, I believe, for the Chronicle, and you said, we get emails almost every day. My goodness, we get letters and gobs and bunches of stuff on a daily basis. But anyhow, this gentleman called me. I'm not going to tell you where he was from, although I can prove where he was from, because he sent me a letter that came to him from the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency, and this is official from the county FSA office. Now, as I have stated over and over again, I dealt with the, back in those days, they called it the ASC office, and then they changed it to the ASCS office. Now, I don't know, it's changed several times. It was the old AAA office under the Roosevelt administration, but it was the government office, and I did deal with them when I first started farming back in the 1950s. Actually, I started in the 40s, but we didn't know much about the ASC office until Eisenhower was president and Ezra Taft Benson was Secretary of Agriculture, and they came along with a program called the Soil Bank. But even before that, you could sign up for certain practices on your farm. I have terraces that were built with the government money. They were built back in the 1950s before I realized that, hey, I don't like the strings that are attached. And there were not many strings that were attached back in those days. But still, you had inspectors. You had to do things. One of the things I remember very well, I built a pond. And you could get subsidy money to build a pond with. And we built a lot of these little ponds, but they had to be built just a certain way. You had to put 2-to-1 slopes on the front and 3-to-1 slopes on the back of the dam, which is good. That's fine. It should be built that way. But you had to fence the pond to keep livestock out, and it had to be fenced to keep all livestock out. It had to keep fenced to keep hogs out. And I didn't have a hog. There wasn't a hog within 3/4 of a mile of me, or maybe further than that. And I said, I don't want to put a hog wire fence around that farm. Well, you've got to do that. Well, the darn fence cost more than what the pond was worth. Now, this is the kind of things, and this was way back in the early 1950s. And I started saying, hey, I don't want to deal with the government. I don't like their attitude. I mean, they don't use any common sense. And why should we even deal with them? Now, I realize today that the farmers that are growing row crops, and I'm talking here about corn, soybeans, wheat's not a row crop, but wheat's a grain crop, cotton is a row crop, all those crops that we produce on the farm that are subsidized, if they weren't subsidized, there wouldn't be a farmer out there. because you are today selling corn. I'm not that familiar with cotton, but I assume it's just like the rest of the commodities. You're selling all of the grains below cost of production. You cannot produce them for what they bring on the market. So without the subsidy, a farmer wouldn't be able to farm. Now, the livestock thing is a little different, although we've lost the poultry industry to the Tysons, the multinational corporations. We've lost the hogs to the Smithfields and the Cargills and the multinational corporations. Cattle are about the only thing that you can still more or less do on your own and stay out of some kind of a government program or some kind of a contractual arrangement with one of the multinationals, which tell you what to do. They have little strings on you, and they pull those little strings. I think of it, if you ever watched the RFD channel and on their horse training devices that they use, they have some excellent shows there on how to train horses. And there's one fellow that we used to always call it whip breaking. But I was taught just as a very young kid how to whip break a horse, make him respond to a whip. And this guy can get on these horses, and he doesn't put a bridle on them, and he rides them around just with a little stick. But, you know, that's the way, if you watch the news media, once in a while they'll show someone over there in some of the Arabic countries, and they'll be riding a donkey with a little stick. They just point that stick, and that donkey turns away from the stick all the time. And I've had a lot of horses trained by a good friend of mine that used to be at Kansas City Stockyards, and he prided himself in never putting a bridle on a horse. He rode them strictly with a tack collar and spurs till he had them broke, and then you could take that horse, get on him bareback, do anything with him, didn't need any kind of control on him at all. Well, that is the way the government wants to control us. They've got this little tack collar around our neck, and if they want you to slow down, they just pick it up, and you know if you don't stop, those tacks are going to stick you in the throat, so you better slow down just when they touch that tack collar. You know, if they put one spur up a little bit closer to the shoulder, that horse needs to go to the right or the left, whichever way you're guiding him, and you don't even need the training devices once you get them trained, other than to keep them tuned up a little bit. So here comes the government wanting to tune us up out here on the farm. Now, as of yet, I have not been in an ASC office, Farm Service Office, FS Office, since back in the 1960s. My contract expired in the 60s, and I've never been back, don't want to go back. But for those farmers that do go back, and they must if they're going to grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, any of these commodities, they must do this if they're going to stay in business, because that's the only way they can stay in business. All right, now, let me see. I'm looking at the clock. Do I have a whole minute, or is my minute? Do what? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I'm not going to try to get started in this until we come back after commercial break. But just to show you how many tack collars and spur marks these farmers get on them if they don't do what they're told by their handlers, you won't believe this letter that I have here. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
And we have returned. Now, talking about the government offices and the farm situation, I've never seen anything like this before, but it is here, laying on my desk, with names, addresses, and telephone numbers on it. Dear Mr. Farmer, all right, has the man's name there and his address, the whole thing. Your farming operation has been selected. So they are not respecters of persons right off the bat. He has been selected. Don't know how they selected him, but he's been selected, all right? In other words, everybody that gets a government check because they can't make a living on the marketplace, not everybody's going to have to do this. This gentleman was lucky. He was selected. Your farming operation has been selected for a 2005 payment limitation and payment eligibility end-of-year review. Now, they can call this a review if they want to, but I've been through three IRS audits in 3 years' time. Somebody was turning me in because they didn't like me, apparently, and the IRS audited me 3 years in a row. Just bang, bang, bang. So I got pretty good at it. But my IRS audit was nothing like this. Now, listen to this. End-of-year reviews are conducted annually on a number of farming operations and producers that are participants in various FSA-administered programs. Initial payment eligibility and payment limitation determinations are made based on the producer's certification of how the farming operation will be conducted for the year. Producers certified that their average adjusted gross income for the year was either below $2.5 million or at least 75% of average as derived from farming, ranching, forestry operations. Now, notice that they say gross income. You say, boy, $2.5 million, that's a lot of money. It's not in gross. Gross income? I mean, that's quite a bit of gross income, but still, Gross income doesn't mean anything. Gross income is a total amount of income you have coming in. It's not profit. In other words, if you grew 2.5 million bushels of corn at $1 a bushel, you would no doubt lose at least $1.50 to $2 a bushel on the corn that you grew. So you would lose $2.5-3 million, but you would have $2.5 million of gross income. You see what I'm saying here? Doesn't make sense to even figure gross income. At least the IRS doesn't figure gross income. They're that smart because they know gross means absolutely nothing. It's the net that we're concerned with as far as income is concerned. All right. To ensure overall program integrity, it is necessary that the producer's farming operation be reviewed and documented. Now, this gentleman is going to have to document everything that he has done. Now, they say they want this for the 2005 year, but this, actually, we'll get into this, they want it for the past 3 years. Stay tuned. You can't believe it. Stay tuned. You got to believe it. I'm looking at it. I know it's there. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Return. Now, back to the old Farm Service Agency letter here. The government wants to know all about this fellow's income. And it's gross income that they want to know about. It's necessary that the producer's farming operation be reviewed and documented. Adjusted gross income for the 3 previous years must also be reviewed and verified. Now, remember in the beginning up here, they just want to know about 2005. Then the second paragraph, they want to know about the 3 previous years, all right? In addition, your adjusted gross income will be reviewed for the previous 3 years to determine whether your average was less than $2.5 million. And it goes on. I'm not going to read. It'd take too long to go through the whole thing. And then you can get statements prepared by an attorney or certified public accountant. Now, when you see what all they want, what's that going to cost this gentleman to get all that done? To verify capital contributions, documents and information are required as followed. They want to know your operating loan documents. I don't know what operating loan documents are. I guess the bank notes. Wouldn't that be what operating loan documents are? Income and expense ledgers. Well, that's simple enough. You keep those. Cancel checks for expenditures, such as fertilizer, seed, fuel, equipment, leases and purchases, land leases and purchases, hired labor, management, lease agreements, sales contracts, property tax statements, canceled checks associated with land, canceled checks associated with equipment, canceled checks associated with hired labor, equipment listings, lease agreements, purchase contracts, documents of who provided actual labor contributions and types of labor, employee timesheets, employee timesheets or books. Now, this goes on and on and on for another page. I'm not going to go through it all because it's just more of the same. But they want to know everything that he spent a penny on, and he has to document the fact that he did that. Now, like I said, I've been through three IRS audits. I never had anything like that. Never. Anyway, let's go on. This applies to all members of producers who are entities and are joint operations. So if you've got a partner in this thing, I guess if you lease land from somebody else, I don't know if they're going to have to do the same thing. I don't know. Please provide the requested information to this office within 30 days of the date of this letter. All right, now, this letter came. Let me look here. This letter is dated July the 18th. So he has, I didn't figure it on the calendar, but to approximately August the 18th. This is right in the middle of hay season. July and August, probably they'd be spraying soybeans. I don't know, but it's a busy time of the year. You know, they didn't do this over the Christmas holiday. They want it within 30 days. Now, we will photocopy and return the documents and written information you submit. You're going to have boxes of documents. For a person that's doing very much business, for 3 years, how many canceled checks are you going to have? How many receipts on fertilizer and everything that you've done, gasoline, fuel receipts? All right, let's go on. They're going to photocopy and return the documents and written information, all right? We won't name the county here. County FSA committee will then make determinations based on findings of fact supported by the documents and information you provide. Therefore, it is important that you provide complete and accurate documentation. Now, can you imagine? I know who's on these committees. They're usually farmers. Usually older farmers that are kind of semi-retired. Once in a while, you get a young guy on there. Have they got time to sit around and go through all that information? Come on. They couldn't figure it out. If I was on the committee, I couldn't figure it out. I could figure out my own stuff. But somebody else's, it's impossible. I know when we started the network, an auditor. He wasn't an auditor. He was CPA that kept our books for us. Didn't keep the books. My wife kept the books, but he did the reports and all of that. And every month they'd come in with this long printout, and we had a group of businessmen on our board of directors. We had five different individuals. Well, there's six of us, but we had four other individuals beside my partner and myself. And I remember probably one of the best businessmen that ever lived in this community. He had a finger cut off. He had one, his pointing finger was off at the second joint. So I never forget, B.A. used to point at those ledgers, and we had the bookkeeper guy there, you know, the auditor kind of guy there. And he would say, "I don't understand all of this computer stuff." He says, "I want to know three things. What do we owe? What is our income going to be? What do they owe us? And how much money is in the cash register?" He said that's all that's necessary. You can't figure out somebody else's books unless you are a CPA kind of a person. Anyway, we're not through yet. You're not going to believe it. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Gary Brownfield Show online at GaryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9685. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9685. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9685.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Gary Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, what's the speed of dark? Gary Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, we're talking about this USDA audit of farm records on certain selected lucky individuals that have been selected for a 2005 payment limitation and payment eligibility end-of-year review, and of everything that the USDA wants here. Like I said, it's way more than what the than what the IRS ever asked for on an IRS audit. Let's go back to this same letter now. You may be contacted for an interview to obtain additional information and clarification concerning contributions to the farming operations and transactions about the farming operations. In other words, after you do all this, get it all ready, have an accountant do it, or an attorney. I don't trust attorneys, but an accountant probably would know more about, would obviously know more about it than an attorney. But you'd have an accountant do this for you, get it all ready, and then you still may be contacted for an interview. All right? During the interview, you may be requested to provide access to additional records. For gosh sakes, how many more records could you send? I mean, they want everything except your marriage license. I don't know. It doesn't mention that on here. But everything else they want, for goodness sakes. Now, What if you don't do it? If within 30 calendar days of the date of this letter, the date of this letter again was July the 18th, 2006, so sometime about the middle of August, you've got to have that in there, all right? If within 30 days of the date of this letter, and they say calendar days, not work days, so that means they count Saturday and Sunday as well, all right? So your accountant's not going to get that ready. He's not going to get that ready in 30 days. Not going to. You know he's not going to. You have not provided adequate documentation for the reviewing authority. You make its findings and terminations. You will be determined ineligible for the 2005 crop program or fiscal year benefits. Did you get that? In other words, if he doesn't get that all done in 30 days, and we're counting Saturdays and Sundays in those 30 days. Now, let's see. This is July. Yeah, it was July the 18th, so it didn't happen over 4th of July. But what if somebody got a letter and it took the whole week of a holiday out, as we do sometimes? All right? Because these accountants, they take more days off than you and I normally do. If within 30 calendar days of the date of this letter you've not provided adequate documentation for the reviewing authority to make its findings and determinations, you will be determined ineligible for the 2005 crop program or fiscal year benefits. Circle benefits. Then you got a couple other things here. Notified of the revised determination and given appeal rights. In other words, if you go back and you get down on your hands and your knees and you bow before the God of the government, they may let you repeal this thing, all right? Or you may be required to refund payments earned as a result of the previous payment eligibility and payment limitations determination. In other words, how many years back are they going to make you pay back if you don't get this all done in 30 days? Now, ladies and gentlemen, hobos and tramps, this is the government. This is the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. No, it's not the IRS. We'd expect this kind of conflab from the IRS. This is the United States Department of Agriculture sending out this thing here, telling this gentleman that he has to do all of this in 30 days, or he's not going to get any benefits, and he may even have to pay back what he already got. So much for the audit of farm records. Now, got good news for you. The rest of the program, nothing but good news. How about that? On August the 3rd, at Salem, Missouri, there's going to be another one of those National Animal Identification System meetings. And it'll be at 7 o'clock at the old City Hall Auditorium, and a lot of good speakers are going to be there. Then on Saturday, August the 5th, it'll be the 6th Ozark Regional Property Rights Conference, and that's where GB will be. And it's kind of interesting here. This lady is from Meade, Kansas, 3.5 hours west of Wichita, so she's out in central Kansas. And Kabul, Missouri, is in central Missouri. She said, is this a one-day meeting only? I can drive the distance in 8 to 9 hours, but need to be back the next day for a 4 p.m. meeting. I've heard some of these speakers before and know how good they are. If the meeting closes on the same day it opens, I'm tempted to try it. Please let me know. Now, people want to know the truth about what's going on here, and as we've mentioned, I won't go into it any more on that today, but we have some outstanding people that are going to be at that meeting at Kabul, Missouri, coming up August the 5th. Now, and by the way, except for GB and a couple of others, several of them are going to be at that August 3rd meeting at Salem, Missouri. Now, We didn't win the battle. We certainly have not won the war. But we did get a man on first base. The Ohio Supreme Court overruled an appellate court and declared that a portion of the state's eminent domain statute is unconstitutional. It was a unanimous decision. All seven justices of the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the city of Norwood, and the city of Norwood, I think it's a suburb of Cincinnati, if I remember right, the city of Norwood does not have the right to take two houses to make way for a high-end commercial and residential development. The decision overturned the First District Court of Appeals ruling that granted the city the right to take the residences. There's two people there, two holdouts. Norwood and developer Rockwood Partners Limited had plans to develop a 10-acre area along this corridor. Don't have roads anymore. They're corridors. Boy, that's United Nations talk if it's not. Into an apartment, retail, and office complex. They're taking these houses. Now, there are 71 other properties. And the association made agreements with 66 out of the 71. The development was intended to create jobs and increase local tax revenue. It's all about taxes, people. They wanted to get rid of these individual homeowners or business owners. I don't know what they were. Some of them were homeowners. The two that fought and won this case were homeowners because they don't pay enough taxes. That old house they've been living in for the last 50 years, you know, we'd rather have a high-rise something there that's going to be bringing millions of dollars instead of a few hundred. The High Court found that while economic factors may be considered when determining whether private property can be appropriate, those factors alone do not justify the taking of property. Now, that is the decision that the U.S. Supreme Court should have made, but the U.S. Supreme Court is gallivanting around into foreign lands, looking at foreign documents, looking at foreign laws. Well, if they don't do it that way over there, we shouldn't do it our way over here. Really? Come on. The court also ruled that the term deteriorating area as a standard for determining whether private property is subject to appropriation is unconstitutional because it inherently incorporates speculation as to the future condition of the property. Now, they're saying it's unconstitutional, and it's unconstitutional by the Ohio Constitution. It would be interesting to see what would happen if the city of Norwood takes this on to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and if the U.S. Supreme Court hears the case, they've already made their decision. They'd say, hey, you're out of luck, kids. You've just lost your house. But anyway, the takings clause in the Ohio Constitution was never intended to allow governments to take properties from private owners just to turn and sell these properties to other private entities. So we won at least one little scrimmage. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
And we're back. Now, talk about eminent domain. How much farmland are we going to lose in Texas in the very near future? The planned NAFTA superhighway would radically reconfigure not only the physical landscape of these United States, but our political and economic landscape as well. So says Kelly Taylor. She's a writer and a filmmaker, and she says this. All across America, mammoth construction projects are preparing to be launched. The NAFTA superhighway is on a fast track and is headed your way. If you don't help derail it, you may soon be run over by it, both figuratively and literally. The NAFTA superhighway, and for those of you who are maybe just tuning in for the first time, I've gone into great detail on this NAFTA superhighway. It's going to connect all of Mexico with right through the center of the United States and right on up through Canada, and it's going to be a biggie. But anyway, the NAFTA superhighway is a venture unlike any previous highway construction project. It's actually a daisy chain of dozens of corridors and coordinated projects that are expected to stretch out for several decades, cost hundreds of billions of dollars, and end up radically reconfiguring not only the physical landscape of these United States, but our political and economic landscapes as well. In Texas, the NAFTA superhighway is being sold as a Trans-Texas Corridor. There's that corridor word again. That I never heard roads called corridors until the United Nations got involved in this stuff. In simplest terms, the Texas Corridor is a superhighway system, including tollways for passenger vehicles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be depots for all rail lines, pipelines for oil, water, natural gas, and electrical towers, and cabling for communications and telephone lines. One of the proposed corridor routes is parallel to the present Interstate 35. Now, that goes right through Kansas City, as we have mentioned, And the present scope is 4,000 miles long, 1,200 feet wide, with an estimated cost of $183 billion. And as I said, it runs right through Kansas City. And Kansas City, the city of Kansas City, is already putting money into a Mexican building there that's going to be a customs checkpoint in Kansas City. Kansas City's they think this is the greatest thing that ever happened. All right, it's going to be 4,000 miles long, 1,200 feet wide. Now, somewhere here I've got that figured out and I can't find it. Okay, here it is. The Texas Corridor. This is just in Texas. This is just in Texas. The Texas Corridor is 4,000 miles, $183 billion, just in Texas now. The route spans the state across central and eastern Texas from Laredo to Oklahoma, and then on to Arkansas. Further routes could bring in east-west lines from El Paso up through the Panhandle. It's going to be 4 trucker lanes, 6 vehicle lanes, 6 rail lines, 200-foot utility path, 1,200 feet wide, consuming 9,000 square miles of land. That's bigger than all of New Jersey. It'll be 5.7 million acres. And that's going to be farm and ranch land that'll never be farm and ranch land again. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Precious metals cautiously moved higher Wednesday on continued bargain hunting, ongoing geopolitical uncertainty, and higher oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $4.60 to $621.80 an ounce. Silver gained 13 cents to $11 an ounce. An increasing number of analysts believe the four-year bull market in U.S. stocks is on its last leg, says the Wall Street Journal. More at SwissAmerica.com. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN. To get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
And we have returned. Now, going back to this superhighway, and we have, as I said, discussed it time and time again, but you have not seen, and maybe you have, I don't know, some have said, yes, I saw a little blurb on Fox News or something about it. You don't hear much about it on the major news media, that is for sure, not much. But in Texas alone, this corridor will be 4,000 miles, going to cost $183 billion, and it consumes 9,000 square miles of land. Now, according to the writer here, Kelly Taylor, and I guess she's looked this up, that's 5.7 million acres. But it's bigger than the state of New Jersey. That's how much land is going to be taken out of production, not mentioning how many homes, how many businesses, what else is going to be gone. Are they going to go around a little town, or are they going to go through it? You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And then again, 5.7 million acres, who's going to own that land. You see, the construction people that are going to build this and also collect the tolls are Centra Zachary. That's an overseas firm based in Spain. Are they going to own the land? Are they going to pay taxes on it? I don't know. I don't know, but I got a letter from Mount Ida, and she talks about the NAFTA Superhighway. And she says, "Goodbye, America. Thank you, George Bush, and your self-serving globalist father before you, not to mention Slick Willie and Goofy Gore. How many more? I'm not that politically savvy. How far back does this treasonous plot go? What does your congressman have to say about this? Are they going to plead ignorance of the fact or admit to supporting it? Either reason ushers a lot of questions which need to be answered. Never mind asking your senator. That's a waste of time. But then again, it's election year coming up. You never know. Anyhow, back to this highway, and let me see. I need to change subjects because I said I had more good information. Let me get on some good information here. We're going to let the highway rest for a minute. Just have too much stuff to talk about today. But cops can't take your private guns during an emergency. Remember when Katrina was hitting or did hit down in New Orleans? And we had videos and audios of these cops taking guns away. And the one we had on the air, and we played it over and over and over again because I thought it just proved what kind of a federal government we have. This little lady, and I mean she was a tiny little old thing. She didn't weigh 100 pounds, but she had a gun in her house. And boy, they grabbed her. Two or three great big bruisers grabbed her and took that gun like she was going to blow their little heads off, which she should have done, but she didn't. She didn't even, if you saw the picture of the thing, she wasn't even pointing the gun at them. She just handed them the gun, and they treated her terrible. Okay, the House voted Tuesday to prevent law enforcement officers from confiscating legally owned guns during a national disaster emergency. Firearm seizures after Hurricane Katrina left residents unable to defend themselves. Many of them were sitting in their homes without power, without water, without communication. It was literally impossible to pick up a phone or call 911 and then the cops come in and take their guns away from them. Anyway, the House voted 322-99 to support the bill. Senators had already voted 84-16 earlier this month to include a similar proposition, and that was in the Homeland Security funding bill. So, I guess the president will sign this thing. Surely he will. He's only voted one bill, he's only vetoed one bill in his life. So, maybe he will sign it, and maybe, just maybe, in case there is some kind of an emergency, your local fuzz can't come in and disarm you, carry your guns out, which you will never see again. Those guys never see their guns again. Anyway, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.